Save the world by making better design choices. The world we inhabit today is largely shaped by human design, from the types of trees planted in our neighborhoods to the unwritten rules of etiquette we follow. Many aspects of our reality, such as geographic borders and our monetary system, are products of human creation, yet we often perceive them as natural due to their long-standing presence. However, it's imperative to realize that these constructs are failing us in many ways, contributing to issues like resource depletion, climate instability, and persistent social and economic disparities. To address these challenges, we must reevaluate and improve the ideas, laws, beliefs, customs, and governance systems that govern our lives, as our current trajectory is unsustainable and demands a fundamental shift. In the realm of design, each individual has the power to shape and enact change through deliberate choices and behavior. When we adjust our actions to be more effective or efficient, we are essentially making design decisions. This collective capacity empowers everyone to contribute to creating a more inclusive world and rectifying the negative impacts of historical design choices, many of which stem from Eurocentric values and colonial power structures. Professional designers must take on the responsibility of redefining what constitutes good design by ensuring it is sustainable and responsive to the needs and perspectives of marginalized communities, thereby promoting a more equitable and considerate design culture. A better world requires changes in human behavior. We're on the edge of the fifth industrial revolution, a time of incredible technological progress. Some think we can solve our climate problems by relying solely on new tech, even giving up control of it. But they're missing the main point: technology alone won't fix things. To tackle the climate crisis, we need to change how we behave as humans. Environmental expert Paul Hawken puts it plainly, the key to changing the world isn't just in fancy gadgets. It's about showing care and respect for ourselves, for others, and all living things. If we want to make a real difference, that's where our focus should be. To change how people act, it's important to be aware of the hidden forces that shape our behavior, many of which we're not even conscious of. They're just habits we follow automatically. Imagine this: in the physical world, psychologist J.J. Gibson came up with the idea of affordance, which is about what objects enable us to do. For instance, a chair affords support for someone to sit on. Similarly, in society, there are unwritten rules that influence our actions, called societal affordances. These can either encourage certain behaviors or discourage others. For example, using a spoon to eat soup instead of slurping it from the bowl is a societal convention. By understanding these cues or signifiers that guide our interactions, we can see that they're not fixed, they can change. This awareness helps us realize that many of the rules we follow are arbitrary and can be adjusted. Prioritize humanity-centered design for entire ecosystems. In the 1980s, the idea of human-centered design emerged, focusing on creating products that meet users' needs. Now, a newer approach called humanity-centered design goes beyond this by considering the larger system in which users exist. This means understanding how everything on Earth is interconnected. Humanity-centered designers take a holistic approach, aiming not only for user convenience but also considering the well-being of the planet in their design decisions. They prioritize serving humanity by taking care of our world as a whole. Humanity-centered design focuses on five key principles that guide its approach. 1. Address the root causes. Instead of just treating symptoms, focus on solving underlying problems. For instance, excessive waste is linked to our societal belief in continuous progress through technology, which drives the mass production of disposable goods. 2. Design for whole systems. Move away from designing solely for humans and start creating solutions that benefit entire ecosystems and their environments. 3. Think long-term and holistic. Understand that many harmful effects of human-made systems only show up years later. Consider how designs impact both nature and society over time. 4. Test and improve designs. Continuously experiment and refine designs to better serve both people and the environment they live in. 5. Engage communities. Instead of imposing designs from the top down, collaborate with communities. Act as a guide and resource, involving people in the design process to ensure their needs are met and their ideas are valued. Transform behavior using data-driven stories for impact. To effectively communicate climate science, scientists must convey their research clearly and engagingly, particularly on issues like climate change. Instead of simply discussing temperature limits, they should emphasize the direct consequences of a warming planet, such as more frequent monsoons and wildfires, to better connect with people. It's important not to dwell only on negative outcomes but also to provide positive messages that empower individuals to take action and make a difference in combating climate change. When explaining complicated issues, it's important to keep things simple and relatable. Use everyday examples and language that everyone can understand. Collaborate with professionals like journalists or filmmakers to reach a wider audience, and use visuals like dashboards to present information more clearly. Instead of just showing numbers and tables, connect them to real-life stories to illustrate their impact on people's lives and why they matter. Good stories with human experiences and challenges can make the information more engaging and easier to grasp, motivating action. Use metrics applicable to all, not just the wealthy. Many metrics used today lack true meaning for the public and can hide unfair biases. For example, when we assess costs and benefits or calculate risks, we often rely on monetary values. This approach tends to favor protecting expensive properties and businesses over more affordable ones. It leads to the hidden assumption that it's more important to safeguard wealthy interests. However, whether it's a costly beachfront mansion or a modest home, both should be equally valued and protected in our decision-making processes. Designing with a focus on humanity means thinking deeply about how your choices affect fairness, equality, and bias while considering the needs of all people and living things in our environment. Instead of relying solely on traditional measurements used in physical sciences, we should use a broader range of metrics that capture the complexities of what makes life meaningful. Drawing from insights in social sciences, designers should use qualitative measures that matter to people, like safety, health, and happiness. The United Nations 17 Sustainable Development Goals, which assess things like hunger and poverty, are a good starting point for this kind of approach. GDP oversimplifies human life's intricacies. These three indicators used to gauge a nation's worth or values all fall short of capturing the complexities of human life. 1. Gross Domestic Product, GDP. GDP measures a country's economic output but doesn't tell the whole story of people's lives. It focuses solely on money and misses important aspects like quality of life, such as access to food and good governance. 2. Human Development Index, HDI. HDI goes beyond GDP by looking at factors like life expectancy and education. However, it overlooks issues like poverty and personal safety, which are crucial for well-being. 3. Genuine Progress Indicator, GPI. GPI considers environmental factors like pollution alongside economic growth. But like GDP and HDI, it still reduces complex realities into a single number, failing to capture the full picture of a nation's well-being. Apply circular design inspired by nature's systems for maximum leverage. Designers play a crucial role in combating climate change and preserving biodiversity while enhancing human life. Educational institutions must equip designers with comprehensive knowledge of real-world issues like business, technology, and global politics. They need to grasp supply chain dynamics and take action to replace fossil fuels with renewable energy. Moreover, designers should create products that use less energy and produce minimal waste during manufacturing. This way, they can contribute significantly to a sustainable future. In sustainable design, the goal is to eliminate waste and pollution by treating them as design flaws rather than inevitable outcomes. The focus is on using renewable materials like plants more extensively and designing products with repairability, upgradability, and reusability in mind. For disposable items, ensure they are recyclable and explore innovative materials such as seaweed-based plastics. The aim is to emulate nature's efficiency in recycling by creating products that can seamlessly reintegrate into natural systems after use, promoting a cleaner and healthier environment. Change is tough but achievable. Together we tackle wicked problems. Throughout history, changing how people think and act has proven possible but slow. Take, for instance, the fight for women's suffrage, which started in 1848 but wasn't achieved in the United States until 1920. Often, people prioritize short-term gains over long-term impacts, which makes change hard, especially when it means facing immediate costs for a different approach. There are many hurdles to change: lacking knowledge, reluctance to break old habits, waiting until crises strike before acting, and selfish tendencies. People aren't always the logical decision makers they think they are. Emotions and instinct play big roles in how we decide. Yet, the response to crises like the COVID-19 pandemic shows that when people unite for a common cause, collective change is possible. Survival and progress hinge on urging significant changes from industry and political leaders while individuals take active steps toward improvement. Emerging technologies hold promise in reducing our ecological footprint, such as by purifying the air. However, to maximize their potential, technologists in fields like artificial intelligence must join forces with social scientists to promote fairness and eliminate bias. Solving complex societal and technological issues requires a flexible, incremental approach where diverse groups collaborate, sharing successes and failures to tackle our common challenges effectively. Key points: 1. Human-centered design choices can reshape our world for sustainability and equity. 2. Prioritize behavior change over reliance solely on technological solutions. 3. Uncover hidden societal forces to understand and modify behavior effectively. 4. Utilize humanity-centered design principles for inclusive and holistic solutions. 5. Communicate climate issues through relatable stories and actionable insights. 6. Use metrics and indicators that reflect the true complexity of human well-being. 7. Implement circular design inspired by nature to combat climate change and enhance life.